Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
Coming back with some more edification for today. I want to say thank you, Father. We had a great day today.
We did. It was very busy.
We hope your day was half as good as ours, and if it was, you had a good day.
Yeah.
Today, we got up early, and we went, and I had to pick up some parts for the van. We found a nice parking lot. I do all my mechanic work in a parking lot. And it was right out by a busy corner, but it was the only spot we could find where we wouldn't have cars whipping by us.
Yeah.
And I put new front brake pads on the van.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, it went awesome. Praise the Lord. A little bit of tension.
Brother Kuo helped.
He was helping me do the brakes, and then he ran twice with his little van to go get me parts because one of the parts on the van had, I needed to replace it, and the one shop didn't have it. He had to run to another one. Then he had to go back and get another part. So
that was nice.
It worked out good, and the gospel went out.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk more about that. So we got the van all situated, and the brakes are working awesome.
What are a couple of the most important things you say about vehicles?
I always tell brothers, never skimp on your brakes or tires or, like, suspension shocks, because steering and stopping, critical.
Oh, yeah.
If your van doesn't start one day, you're not going to hurt anybody. But if your van doesn't stop, or you blow a tire, or your suspension is bad, it can be critical.
Yeah. Yeah, you always want to stay up on that.
So what did you do, Sister Amen, while Brother Koo and I were working on the van?
Oh, I went on some witness walks. I got some miles in today.
You did, and you made a sister's post about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just took the sisters along and made some videos, just walking and talking down a super busy road there.
Tell the story about the lady with the little child. That was cute.
Yeah. So, I went in the store. Well, I guess this kind of talks about, I'll just share this a little bit and then something else with it afterwards when you
get to the point. Well, we're going to talk about God's timing.
God's timing. Okay.
Yep.
So maybe I'll just kind of launch right into it. I was just telling Brother Tupos the other day, I said, you know, because I usually go in the stores witness walking if I'm going to grab a few things. And I said, it's been kind of slow lately, or dry with the witnessing. It just haven't, things haven't seemed to be lined up. And I'm always ready and willing. Well, today I went into the grocery store across the busy street where the brothers were working on the van. And four people right away, within a handful of minutes, I was able to witness, give them the gospel. And it went really well. Well, there was one woman there. She had a little boy, maybe a year and a half or 2 years, probably 2 years old.
Cute little guy.
Yeah, he was sweet, and he smiled and waved at me, so I waved at him, and I watched her. She put her hand on his arm every time she was going to, like, turn and look at something, and I came over to her, and I told her, I said, you know, I watched what you were doing there. I said, good job for you, keeping a really good eye on
him. Sounds like an attentive mother.
Oh, yeah, I said, there's so many people out there. They turn around, and within a split second, somebody could either do something for the child. Child could climb out and fall out and bash his head.
Real quick, I just saw in a store, it's interesting you say that. I just saw in a store, they said, watch your children in the carts. They said every year in America, 25,000 children fall out of grocery carts and are seriously injured.
Oh, I didn't know that much.
Can you imagine if you fell 3 feet onto the cement?
A little.
You crank your skull.
Like that. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, and so we talked a little bit about that. I gave her a gospel card. Shared a little bit about man-made religion, and it was real cute. The little guy was smiling and trying to say hi to me. She handed him the gospel card while we were talking, and he was sitting there holding on to it with two hands. He was, like, so happy to have that. So that was, like, perfect timing.
That was awesome. Good timing, yeah. So we were going to talk about God's timing. So I got my parts. We're working on the van. We needed another part. Brother Kuo goes, and I was like, oh, man, I need another part. Brother Kuo goes to the parts store, and he witnessed to three people there that helped him. And one of the men, he said, looked really down on his, down and out. And he said, the guy said to him, wow, this is good timing. You're telling me about some good news and the things of God. He goes, I'm really down and out. And he goes, my life is really falling apart. Brother Kuo said he was about ready to cry. The man was about ready to cry. And Brother Kuo encouraged him and said, our email's on there. Reach out to us. We'd love to help you. We'd love to, you know, help you in any way we can and with the truth of God. So that was, like, perfect timing.
Yeah.
That we needed a part I didn't know I needed, and Brother Kuo went there and he got it. So it started us thinking about the perfect timing of God. And I was going to read a scripture verse. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So timing, waiting on the Lord, that just means to me, just trusting in the Lord, going about your life, knowing that he's operating, he's sovereign, he's going to put you where you need to be. We can't figure that stuff out. We don't know where we need to be. Mm-hmm. We don't know the future. We don't know who's going where. Yeah. The Father knows.
He does.
And so we see it all the time. Like, we're going to pick an event, and all of a sudden we feel led to go to another event. We go to that event, and there's somebody exactly who we need to meet, and they always say, thank you for being here. I really need to hear that. And we look at each other and go, we were supposed to be here. We were supposed to be at that other event. Right. We didn't know that.
Or we'll try to go to an event, and it doesn't work out, and we end up having an awesome one-on-one witnessing in a parking lot.
Yep.
And it's like, that was worth it all.
Yeah.
That's what God wanted. Praise yeah. to him. Yeah.
You have a scripture verse on that, Sister Robin?
I have like 4 different verses on time.
Yep, timing. Go for it.
Because God has things that he's going to be doing.
Oh, yeah. We want to be in God's time.
Right. Matthew 13:30. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, and burn them, and gather the wheat into my barn. So there is going to be that time when God does that. You want me to keep going?
Oh, yeah, keep going. Read all your verses.
Okay.
Edify the sisters.
This is about John. John says this, Mark 1:15, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
Yep, God's timing. Repent and believe the gospel.
Yep, and then this one here, 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
In due time. That's talking about like Psalms, waiting upon the Lord.
Yep, in his time. And then I got this one here. Revelation 14:15. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
Yeah.
And I know these aren't in like timing for saints and having God do things.
Right.
It's his time and what yep. he's going to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Those are awesome. Good verses. Good verses. I wanted to read Galatians 6:8-9. I know this one just stuck out to me because we're working, we're laboring, and we're waiting on God's timing. Why? What's the purpose? How can we be encouraged? Ready? For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Mm. Let us not be weary in doing well, for in due season, time, we will reap. We shall reap if we faint not. So we trust in the Lord's timing. We're not going to faint not. We're going to keep going because we know he has all the timing and everything. He's sovereign. It's all perfect in his hands. Does that make sense, Sister Amin?
Yeah, he knows all the days of our life, and he has everything all timed out, or knows it anyway.
Amen.
It's going to happen, and his will be done.
Any other thoughts on timing? Because I have another thought today.
No, go ahead.
Anything else on timing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Today was the Roman Catholic and Evangelical Good Friday holiday.
This is
a famous one because we bring it up all the time. I witnessed to a young guy the other day in the street, a churchgoer for 10 years, and I said, you know, Good Friday's a lie, and he said, what? And I laid it out to him, and I told him, you know, can you give me the right timing, Friday night to Sunday morning, and 3 days and 3 nights? And he's like, no, you got me there. And so many people are practicing these holidays that aren't even biblical, they're not God-ordained, and they're actually lies. And I wanted to read a scripture verse. Jesus said, Matthew 12:40, for as Jonas was in 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Go ahead, you got a verse on
John 11:9.
Yep.
Is probably what you're thinking.
Yep.
Yeah. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world.
Yep, so 12 hours in a day. We know there's 12 hours in a night. 3 days is 72 hours. So we always like to challenge people that Good Friday is a Roman Catholic lie. Jesus did not die on Good Friday. I have an article on this at the teaching blog. Look it up. It's called Good Friday Exposed. Jesus dies on Wednesday, the day before the High Sabbath. John 19 tells us it's a High Sabbath. That was a Sabbath that fell on another day other than Saturday. He's in the grave. Wednesday to Thursday night, that's one. Thursday to Friday night, that's two. Friday night to Saturday night, that's three. They go to the tomb on Sunday. He's already gone. Mm-hmm. He's in the grave 3 days, three nights. He raises on Saturday. Why, Sister Amen?
He's our Sabbath rest.
Yeah, people miss that. They try to say, oh, because Sunday's the Lord's day, that's why he resurrected on Sunday. The Bible doesn't teach Sunday's the Lord's day. That's another Roman Catholic lie. The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. So I just wanted to cover that today. And then Sunday is their pagan Easter holiday. And mm-hmm. so it kind of goes hand in hand here.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with sisters, when I'm out on the streets, just like Brother Tupo said, you know, you can ask somebody how they get 72 hours from Friday to Sunday and they can't get it. So what I like to do is before I say that, I like to preface it to people that I'm talking to, the women. And then I ask them, I say, or I tell them Revelation chapter 21 and 22 talks about how if you love and practice even one lie, you'd be left outside the gates of heaven. And so I explain that to them, and then I say, well, here's one big lie. And this one they can't get out of. Even if they don't believe head covering and dress because they never studied it, you can't get 72 hours from Friday to Sunday. So I always say, who's lying?
Yeah.
Jesus or the church?
Yep.
And then I stand on it, and I make them say, who's lying?
Yeah, Jesus is either Lord or a liar, and if he's a liar, he can't be our Savior.
Yeah, and you should see their faces when you make them say, who's the liar?
Yeah.
Answer the question, who's, and they say, the churches.
Yeah. And then sadly, most everybody goes and just goes along with it because it's popular,
yeah.
It's the tradition, it's going along with the crowd. But the truth seekers, they see this like we did when we were first born again, and we go, we can't practice that. That's a lie.
Yeah.
And they step out from it. Everyone else goes along. That's why there's so few, because there's a great cause. Because then you get accused of, oh, going against the traditions and not being contentious against it. Yeah, we are contentious against things that make our Lord a liar.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. So I just wanted to cover that. Check out that article at the teaching blog on Good Friday Exposed. We will be, Lord willing, standing outside a church somewhere on Sunday telling the truth. Just warning them about their pagan Easter holiday. We'll talk about Easter on that day and why we don't believe Easter or Resurrection Sunday is at all a holiday that we should be celebrating.
Right.
You all know us. We're all about Christ, death, burial, and resurrection every day, proclaiming it every day, looking to it every day, cleansing ourselves in the blood of the Lamb every day. We don't need one holiday of the year invented by Roman Catholics that doesn't even match what God ordained, and it actually creates a bunch of lies and false doctrine that the Father hates.
Right.
So, anything else about that, Sister Amen?
No, but I have an ending verse.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay. John 12, 35 and 36. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in the darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye might be children of the light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. So there's more timing.
I love that, yeah.
You only got a certain amount of time to walk in the light.
Amen, amen. And yeah, we're going to leave it right there. Tomorrow, we hope, if we have the day, we're going to go out and fly some signs in a busy area. And then we're going to roll to a new town, and we will be standing outside a church somewhere for Sunday, maybe even an event Saturday night. They got a lot of different things going on. So just shining the light, trying to get, you know, I just want to say this. People might say, why do you go after, like, the holidays like Good Friday and Easter or Christmas? Why would you go stand out then? People are going and they're doing their thing for God. Maybe one of the reasons is this. These were one of the big things in me that turned me to the truth of God, is when I realized that all those years that evangelicals were telling me, yeah, Christmas, yeah, Easter, yeah, Good Friday, and I just took it for granted and said, oh, God wants us to celebrate those, until I became a Berean when I was born again and started studying the Word. And what did we find out, Sister Amen?
Yeah, they're lies.
They're lies, and we abhor lies. We hate every false way. Psalm 119, 104.
Yeah.
And God hates iniquity, and he hates workers of iniquity. So we're hoping that somebody else hears it. They're going to church on Sunday all for this fake gospel and fake church system. And they go, what? Those people said Good Friday and Easter are wrong? They go and search it. That could be the crack that begins to open up the truth for them, that they can come to the saving knowledge of Christ, and that's what we want for people.
Or how about this? We've had people where we tell them about this, and they're like, yeah, I know. You know, I've been thinking about that, but my wife, my husband,
family,
you know, they're like hanging on because of that. They'd love to just shed that. Don't know how much further they would go, but you never know. You start obeying and start shedding things, God might open up your eyes, and you never know. We stand out, and they might go, I knew it.
Yep.
And then they get a little bit of
strength. We get emails from people thanking us all the time. You know what they say? They say, thank you. I'm not crazy. Everybody around me keeps telling me to shut up when I talk about these things that are lies, these things that are false. And they go, you're the only one we can find that's saying this stuff. Thank you. I'm not crazy.
Or they say, thank you for doing the hard things. And maybe somebody looks at it and goes, whoa, there's no way I would ever be able to stand against Christmas. Everybody would be yelling at me, but wait a minute.
Yeah. Lose
they
everything.
Are. Maybe I can.
Matthew 10, lose everything for the cause of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all we have for you today. Love to the true ecclesia out there. Anything else, Sister Amit?
Well, I'll just add my love and hugs to sisters out there striving, and prayers for all of you, brother, sisters.
Amen.
Keep pressing on, for he is worthy.
Amen. And Sister read that verse, and I didn't know she was going to read that verse. I just wanted to say, remember, if you're Christ via the gospel, be salt and be light. Love y'all.
May God be praised.